Hey, everybody. Welcome to another bonus episode of TFG Radio. Today, I'm joined with Mason Reinhardt, who is the proprietor of Squad Marks. Welcome to the show, Mason.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks for having me on.
For those that don't know or haven't heard, have never heard of them, it's basically a way to keep track of your models. Actually, you could probably explain more than I am. I can what Squad Marks are.
Yeah, no worries. So it's basically simply a plastic clip that clips onto the bottom of your model, your base, so it snaps on, and then it also comes with a magnet. So you can, in between games, transport them easier without having to knock them over. A lot of people I know are, like, gluing them on the bottom of their bases. This kind of, there's no glue, there's just some simple adhesive magnet. And then they help mark your squads. So the little tabs, you can paint them up. Whatever color you want, put numbers on them, stuff like that. And especially now with all these new detachments and special rules and stuff like that, it really helps kind of streamline the game. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I remember it came up for LVO when we had decided to that you had that basically your army had to look like an army. And to differentiate, we mentioned you can use rubber bands along the rim. But we recommended, we actually did recommend or mentioned Squad Marks because it's just so, it's much,
yeah.
I have a bunch.
Yeah. I mean, I know Reese got a lot of flack for that, but I was really appreciative of it. But they look good. I mean, you know, everyone's super happy that, you know, and I'm not trying to like price gouge them or anything, you know, but, right. Yeah, they really help in between games, especially now that it's funny when you start running a company that sells wargaming products, you spend a lot less time wargaming. So this helps when I'm just want to throw a game together and I got some gray models, I got some painted models, and just makes it easier for everybody to understand, you know, just makes the game go quicker.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I remember 2 years ago, not this year's LVO, but the previous year that we sent an orc player over to your booth in between rounds.
Oh, yeah.
To get some. To get some squad marks because nobody could tell his units of Gretchen apart.
Yeah, he was a little he was like, wait, they're not painted? I'm like, sorry, dude.
It's actually not that hard.
Yeah, I know. Just when you're trying to rush for time and you want things painted. A lot of people have asked for colored ones, but just stock-wise and, you know, the color spectrum is ridiculous, so it just makes it easy since they're all black anyways. It just makes it easier for you to paint whatever color you want.
Yeah, it's I found it really, I mean, they're just little tabs on the end. You just really put a dab of color on it and you're all set. Mm-hmm. How did you get into gaming in particular, just in general, war gaming?
Well, we started, my buddies and I started playing Warhammer like 10 years ago. I think it's a 5th edition.
Okay. Yeah,
we walked into a GW store over in Orange, California, and they were having a little game, and I played Tyranids, and that was my first army I fell in love with. So I've been playing Tyranids ever since. And then my other buddy got into Orcs, and then my third buddy got into IG. So we all picked Horde armies as our first armies, and we didn't realize the cost associated with that. So we've been playing about 10 years. Since 5th edition, you know, 8th edition is great. 6th edition was, and 7th edition were a little ridiculous. But I like the fact that you can add different armies together and you're not just, I'm the type of player that likes to mix and match armies all the time. So that's one of the reasons I came up with Squad Marks, because my friends were really annoyed by all my Tyranid Gaunts were painted the same at the time. And I was like, wait, these ones are Kraken, and these ones are Leviathan, and this one's, you know. And they're like, wait, what squad is it again?
So is that the impetus of creating the Squad Marks?
Pretty much, yeah. It was kind of for my friends, to please my friends, because I like to batch paint, and then I don't really like to paint them ever again.
I understand that feeling.
I'm like, but they're painted already. Why do you need to go back and touch them up or whatever? You know, and as lists change and rules change and, you know, stuff like that, it just makes it easy. So, yeah, basically my friend's hatred of my mixing up of detachments was actually the start of Squad Marks.
Is Squad Marks now your full-time gig?
Or no, it's still just a side gig? It's still a side gig. It hasn't, I mean, it's been going for just over 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done a lot better than I originally thought. I just, you know, wanted to sell some cool stuff, and I thought people were excited about it too. I think, 3 years ago at LVO, I literally had a booth with like some 3D printed samples.
Yeah.
And that was kind of it. Yeah.
I remember the Kickstarter.
Yeah. It was like a kind of a Kickstarter pre-pledge kind of thing, and mm-hmm. asking people to send me money that didn't know anything about it or anything. So it was a little interesting. So, but I took the plunge, and it's becoming a lot bigger now. And I'm really happy that everyone's super, like, I get so many good comments and stuff, and how I love your product and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it saved me, or crap, I just, put magnets on the bottom of my models. Like, where were you, you know, a couple weeks ago? So it's really, you know, blossomed from there too. I have movement trays now. I got, coming out with different products every time. So it's, hopefully it'll become my full-time job. My current job is, I'm an industrial designer.
Okay.
But I work in the packaging industry mainly, so we do a lot of jars and boxes and stuff like that. But
okay, so the transition to something like this wasn't that big of a leap.
Yeah, I mean, I source products all the time. I, you know, CAD up products. I 3D print products. I do, you know, yeah. Okay. So it was just another product for me, but kind of like my own, which is kind of cool. I'm a designer for some.
So do you play any other armies besides Tyranids?
So I play, I have a sizable Space Wolves army, which I'm excited to start playing around. I'm mm-hmm. messing with some of this during the quarantine. Theory Hammer.
yes.
And then I have just a smattering of guard, and I'll have a little bit of Blood Angels. I have a little bit of every army, but my biggest armies right now are, Death Watch, Space Wolves, and, Tyranids.
Okay.
They're probably like,
they're fun
to play.
Good. Yeah, I've kind of the same thing. The reason I originally started buying the Squad Mark stuff was just because I have a number of armies. I mean, I have a Chaos, Space Marines, I now have Sisters of Battle. My Chaos army, especially with all the cultists. And sometimes with just Space Marines and Chaos Space Marine squads, it's just easier to switch different squads around if I needed to, in terms of size, for things like that. And, you know, so I've used them. I've used them a lot. And especially, like I said, if you have a Horde army, I found them very, very helpful in identifying what is what.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I was running the hunts,
mm-hmm.
you know, and especially when back in the day when you had the Turvagon and you could make more gons, more babies.
Yeah,
that was fun. So it's a lot easier just to pop them on, pop them off if you need them. You know, if you want to do a combat squad, even.
Yeah. Was it difficult getting people to sign up? Because I don't think you did Kickstarter. I mean, I mentioned Kickstarter, but I don't think it was Kickstarter, was it?
I didn't.
It was just you asking people to, like, hey, trust me, give me some money, and I'll give you some product.
It was a pre-order, but I didn't charge anybody pre-order. I didn't charge any money. I just wanted, like, it was kind of like you put money down, but I never took anybody money out of your account. So until I was, like, ready to go, because I didn't want people to, like, hey, where is it, you know?
Right.
I've done a Kickstarter before in the past, and this is like 6 years ago. So maybe more. It's been a while. 8 years ago. The game has completely changed for Kickstarter now. They take 10% of your earnings, I guess. Plus mm-hmm. you have to, you know, advertise it. So they want money. So this was, since it's such a small group, a niche group, I figured I could get in contact with a lot of, you know, like people like yourselves or, you mm-hmm. know, influencers or YouTubers or podcasters or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
So it's a lot easier in this group kind of to get a hold of the people you want to talk to promote your product. So that's why I love it too.
How hard was it to get the, cause you, this more or less guarantees, okay, I have this many, so I can guarantee this amount I can sell.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming there was a minimum. Was it easy to get to that minimum or?
Yeah, luckily I found a pretty decent supplier that didn't charge me an arm and a leg to get them started.
Mm-hmm.
So I earned probably about in the first few months, about $2,500 as starting money.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, it's, and you know, the product is cheap. So I had a decent amount of orders and, I was like, all right, people will like this. So I'm going to go for it. And so I probably put a few extra grand in there of my own money and just started slowly adding more and more product. Cause I came out with the four sizes. I had the 25, the 32, the 40 and the 50.
Mm-hmm.
And over time I've, you know, I have the new 28 or 25 to 28 millimeter coming out.
Right.
Hopefully in a couple of weeks. It's up for pre-order now, but it's hopefully in a few weeks.
Okay.
And that solved the issues people were having where you would have like a resin model. And since the tolerance is so tight for a regular 3D or a injection molded part, that resin models won't fit all the time because they're, you know, vary in dimension.
Hmm.
So this one expands. So it goes from a 25 up to a 28 millimeter.
Okay.
GW keeps adding new bases every day. So instead of me trying to make a squad mark for every single base, this alleviates a lot of the pain. Also allows me to include the Legion players. I've been playing a lot of Legion lately.
Okay.
Yeah. And so they have a 27 millimeter base. So it's between the 25 and the 28. yeah, of course. So, of course they do. And so this allows it actually to work for all three sizes. The new Sisters of Battle, I think some of those are on 28s now.
Yeah, the Repentures. The Repentures are on 28.
Yeah, some of the Warcry stuff is on 28s now. So it'll be definitely a more popular size. So this one, and then also instead of originally I have the kind of the flat magnet, the refrigerator magnet, I guess,
yeah,
on the bottom of the squad mark. Now I actually include a rare earth magnet in the center.
Okay.
So it's a lot stronger. And because of the way the base was designed, I couldn't put another flat magnet on the bottom. So I was able to get, manufacturer is able to put in a magnet. It's pretty strong. It's about a millimeter thick, but
yeah,
it holds decently. Yeah. So some of the other sizes, we'll eventually move to that new kind of design. So they'll be more flexible.
Okay.
Because I think Legion also has a 50 millimeter base, which fits the current 50 millimeter, but it's pretty tight. Their bases are like bulletproof. They designed them to, you know, I don't know why they added so much plastic in there, but, they don't flex very well. And so it's really hard kind of to get the 50 millimeter on if you really need it. So yeah, so eventually come out with that. And then I think hopefully by the end of the year, I'm working on the 60 millimeter. Another one of GW's polarities is that their 60 millimeter base is actually 60, like 4 millimeters. but the clear flying base one is actually 60 millimeters. Okay. It's like 59 or something like that. Okay. Yeah. So they're like 4 or 5 millimeters off. So, this new design will work for that as well. But that won't come out here.
So basically the version 2.0 is this new kind of like an adjustable clip.
Yeah, which is cool because I'm glad, you know, everyone's supporting me and especially during this whole, you know, quarantine stuff, I'm able to still come out with new things and stuff like that.
For those that don't know, we're recording we're both in California, so we're both under. I know you said you're working from home also.
Yeah.
I know. I just started working from home like a couple of days ago. So.
Oh really?
Yeah. So it's interesting.
It's like a week.
We're both in California.
Okay, go ahead.
No, like you say, we're both in California. So for us, for those that aren't living in California, aren't under or New York, we're under basically don't leave the house. So
yeah.
So right now there's not a lot going on, but you're still getting support in regards to people talking to you and asking about your new stuff, right?
Oh yeah, I'm getting I mean, everyone's waiting for the tournaments to come back.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a lot of people asking for prize support, and they all want, you know, those tournaments to hit the ground running once they kind of lift the ban on things.
Yeah, it's not something that's going to last forever. We all know that, but
yeah, exactly.
It just seems like it will.
I know, 2 weeks with my roommate, and I'm like,
well, I've only had 2 weeks with my wife, and already we're.
but it's good. Getting a lot of support from overseas as well. Okay. So, everyone's just trying to do their hobby right now.
You mentioned Legion. Are there any other games specific that you have to adjust, think about, or is Legion just happen to be something you play and you notice that, hey, they use a slightly different base?
Well, currently most of the stuff will work for War Machine, except for their smaller base. I think it's a 30 millimeter. They kind of do 30, 40, 50. Mm. So War Machine and then Infinity, the 40 millimeter works for Infinity. I think they have a 55 millimeter too. So yeah, I'm trying to like, the new design is trying to bridge. I'm trying to like encompass multiple sizes. So I'm trying to figure out which one to come out with next to kind of make it make sense. Mm. Infinity, War Machine, and then all of GW bases.
Right.
And then I'm coming out with more and more of the Squad Links, which is my other product, which links multiple squad marks together.
Okay.
So, I have a 60 millimeter size. That will only work for the monstrous creature base.
Mm-hmm.
But the new squad mark should alleviate that. And then I have all the weird oval stuff. So, I have squad links that link, you know, 225 millimeters together to create the, I think it's 60 by 35, which is like the Skitari base for the little sniper guy.
Yeah.
For the bike bases, the little small bike bases. Yeah. And then they have the large bike bases. And then they have, larger and larger, even like if you really wanted it, you could do a, the 100 millimeter base, all the Skitari stuff. Yeah.
So the new stuff you're working on is the new like adjustable, base sizes and then a linked bases, type of thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The squad links will link multiple of them together.
Okay. And is that, do you have an idea when that will be out or?
So I have four sizes, I think, of the squad links, or five sizes of the squad links currently out right now.
Okay.
So they're just little, acrylic pieces. So I can make them, I have a laser cutter, so I'm able to make them locally. So those sizes, but the larger and larger bases, will, once I get, you know, into the shop again, I'm able to cat it out. Mm-hmm. I can get that fixed up, but the sizes that sell most are probably like the 60 millimeter, which is why I'm coming out with the new squad mark for that. And then a lot of the, bike bases. Those are probably the most popular.
And then you also said you're coming out with trays now, or are they like movement trays for the,
Yeah. So I have the movement trays. They're just cut out acrylic and MDF as well, a little cheaper option, but I have these metal pads, these little stickers that stick onto them. And any magnet will stick to it. So not like a normal movement tray where it has a slot where you kind of set the model in. This is just literally a flat tray with some metal on top. Mm-hmm. So you can slide your guys over and you're not, if you buy a 25 millimeter tray, you could put an oval base on there because there's no slot for it to sit in. It's just going to sit on this metal pad.
Right.
Yeah, I love them. They don't really get in the way when you're trying to move stuff around, and the enemy models can also go onto them, you know, so you're not trying to like wobbly model syndrome where you're trying to balance.
Right. for those curious, I'm looking at the website right now. You also have the expanders.
So that's not my product personally. That's another guy. I think he's in Michigan.
Okay.
Eccentric Miniatures, and he sells the 25 to 32 millimeter base adapters. So I had some stock left over. I bought a bunch for LVO to sell because I knew people would, especially with the orcs going up in size and stuff like that, people might need those.
Right.
So I asked him, and I was like, hey, are you going to LVO? He's like, no, not probably not this year. So I just grabbed a few, and then, yeah, just remaining stock. But, no, that's a great product, too.
And then, you have the magnets, and then you're selling magnets separately in case people need those?
Yeah. Actually, people love just buying tons and tons of magnets by themselves. They work really well for the resin bases and stuff. So they just sit flat. And I also do custom sizes too. So I have a little cutter as well. So any, you know, weird oval or different size base, I can make a custom one as well as the movement trays. Like one guy wanted a movement tray that had like a kind of a pivot point in it. So you can kind of like, so I had a group of two guys on one movement tray and a group of three guys on the other one.
Okay.
And they're all spaced out because the ones I currently have aren't spaced out the full 2 inches. I think it's like an inch and a half maybe.
Okay.
This one he wanted the full 2 inches, so you're able to kind of like pivot around. So I just gave him a quote and cut them out for him.
Do you plan on doing something for like square bases, like for Kings of War? Or rank it like for historical, like Hail Caesar and things like that.
Not at the moment, but I mean, if there's a market, I am working on with a local guy for a Blood Bowl marker.
Okay.
I personally don't play Blood Bowl, but a lot of people have asked kind of for skill markers. That's a big thing. Yeah.
I can only write on my little base rim so many times.
Yeah, so
it was like, to paint over
there's like 70 skills or something.
Yeah,
so I'm doing a collaboration with him. So that also should come out pretty soon. Yeah, he just came up to me and I'm like, he's like, hey man, I need this, like, I don't want to make a website or anything. I'll just give you product idea. I was like, okay. I'm like, I don't play Blood Bowl, so you could be my liaison, you know, you could be the one that goes around and promotes it.
Yeah, you can have just to make it so people can see what players have. It's just, it's hard to put down what they have because they can have like a bunch of different skills all at once. It depending on the player.
Six skills or something.
Well, it depends because some players will start with like three or four skills, and then over the course of a league or a campaign, they can get another. They can basically double that.
Yeah.
So. You're talking about like anywhere from 4 to 8 skills towards the end if the player is really good, if that particular piece is really good. So it can be very daunting for your opponent, especially to remember, oh, that's the guy that has this, 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 and this. Because if you don't remember that, it's almost like a gotcha moment. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, and it creates a feels bad and a whole thing. And it's just, it's a drama you don't really need for a game that's, you know, supposed to be beer and pretzels. It's actually a fun game. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I've been trying to play with it, but I've just, this is another game to add to play.
Well, play, you know what you should play, and anybody else that's listening, if you ever feel like you want to try Blood Bowl, play Blood Bowl 2 on any, either console or PC.
Cool.
That's more or less the game. It plays exactly like the game.
And oh, perfect.
So all the skills are there, the rules, they're all the same. Nothing's changed. I do warn you that the game happens to roll ones a lot. So be prepared to roll lots of ones. But
that's what 40K players say all the time. My dice are rolling extra ones. I don't understand.
Yeah, it happens. It happens a lot in on the online version anyway. And, you know, people play leagues and things like that. So that's my suggestion. If you can't play in person, play using the computer game. Because it's essentially the same game, and you'll actually learn. And it's actually quicker. There's no rules disputes because the computer does everything.
Is that on Steam?
Yeah, it's on Steam.
Okay, cool.
Or you can get it through if you have Xbox or a PS4. But I play it on Steam.
Gotcha.
So for all you out there, that's your tip for today. Everyone has plenty of time to play, so.
Yeah, I know. I've been browsing through games. I just played Age of Empires 2.
Oh, yeah. So. I started playing Bannerlords or Horse. Yeah. I forget what it's called. I want to say Horse and Thief, but it's not called that. Tom's going to kill me because it's something 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 Banner Lords. It's actually pretty good. I'm addicted to it.
All right.
So you don't plan on doing any like rank and flank type stuff. Is there anything else besides the Blood Bowl that you're planning on that you can talk about anyway?
I mean, it works for Kill Team too. I'm coming out with multi packs for Warcry when the 28mm comes out, because most of the Warcry stuff has a 28mm in there. But the problem with those are, and the same with Kill Team, is that you can have multiple base sizes and you only have an army of like 10 guys.
Yeah.
So instead of buying like three different packs, I'm going to try to come out with some kind of like multi-pack option. So I'll have like a couple 28s in there. I'll have a 32, some 40s. So stuff like that.
Okay. I also noticed, you have an entry for, I guess Marvel Crisis, the new Marvel game.
Yeah, this is the magnets. A bunch of guys came up and like, hey, we need some magnets for the Marvel Crisis game. So they're pretty flat magnets. Okay. And I guess they're pretty, they take line of sight very seriously in that game because all the models are all the same. Right. So there's not really any like modeling for advantage or anything in that game. Yeah. So they just wanted really flat magnets and their bases are pretty cool too. They lend really well to those. Yeah, so a lot of the stuff is just magnet stuff I sell, the really flat refrigerator magnets that are custom cut. And the movement trays and the squad marks. And then people love we did it for Slaughterfest, I think, too. The download, the free, I put a free download on my website this 40skate. Yeah, with all the new skills and all the new, the secondaries. The new secondaries.
You already updated it for the new.
The
new version.
So I had updated it a few times because it kept changing it. So.
It was the beta period.
I know we were still in beta. But this is the most current version. It's got all the secondaries on there. So and all the new map styles and all the new map rules. So just double print it out for a bunch of people for tournaments and stuff like that. It's really easy to use.
Right. Okay. Now you said you're enjoying eighth edition so far.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's getting a little rules bloated right now with the Psychic Awakening, but, I guess, I liked to play competitively, before, but now I'm kind of taking, since I don't have much time anymore, I'm actually playing the narrative, at SoCal Open. My next tournament will probably be, hopefully, Slaughterfest, I think. So hopefully that will be, that's in August?
That's August 1st and 2nd, yes.
Yeah.
That's the first week in August. That's
probably like the one I'll probably go to, or I'll try to make up, Tony from Hammerhead Games.
That's the one at the end of August.
Okay, yeah. There's like three or four there, like all within like a couple months of each other.
There's Slaughterfest in August 1st. 2 weeks later, there should be one at the Game Empire in Pasadena.
Okay.
Their GT. And then 2 weeks after that would be Shark Weekend. And then we're doing Hammer Wrath at the end of September, I believe. Tentatively cool. At the end of September. So it would be a full 2 months because I think Dice Hammer is doing their team tournament in the second week of September. So every 2 weeks will basically be something for you to go to.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's waiting.
This is before the COVID-19. It was going to be a packed 2 months either way.
Yeah, it was going to be crazy. So now people are definitely going to be all in that. It's going to be fun.
So you mentioned the Saga of the Beast book for your Space Wolves. Were you able to get it before?
I just downloaded it. I'm a digital.
Oh, you're a digital guy? You're one of those guys? One of those new guys?
Digital guy. Yeah, I mean, I have a stack of books from 5th edition all the way to 7th edition, so I was kind of over it. and, I mean, the lore is cool, and I like having the books around, but they take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
In small apartment. So, I just downloaded it. Even though I have a Android and GW's EPUB version is ridiculous. Like, yeah, you need, there's only one app that works with it, and it's okay.
I have an iPad that I bought essentially for Best Coast pairings, but if I do get digital, I always get the Apple version.
Yeah, I probably should have done that, but got my trusty Android. But yeah, it's good so far. I'm excited. I think I'm going to try to run some Wolfen with some Wolfguard Terminators, mm-hmm. actually. They got a lot of buffs.
Okay.
So it's going to be interesting trying to get them in combat, though, because there's not too many. You could outflank them, I guess. But they don't really have, like, the Iron Hands or the – what are the other guys called?
The durability of the Iron Hands?
They don't have the durability of the Iron Hands, and then also, like, the speed of, like, the Raven Guard and the White Scars.
Yeah.
They're kind of – you can't really, like, infiltrate that many guys. So it's going to be interesting. And their proc on the Assault Doctrine doesn't happen until turn 3. So
right.
Let's see.
I can't remember.
Just playing.
I don't think there's a stratagem that lets you move that up by one.
No, I didn't, but I saw.
Yeah. Oh, well. Is there any other armies you were looking at and thought maybe to give that a chance?
I'm hoping the Death Watch book. I've been playing Death Watch for a little bit.
Okay.
And they're super fun, but I'm hoping their book comes out. I was a little disappointed with the Tyranid book, like some people.
they have some play, but I think it's I've played against the new Tyranids with certain armies, and some of the stuff is it's not like nothing's Iron Hands good, but.
Oh, yeah.
They got a bit of a boost that they so they're a bit more playable, but Danny's kind of down on them. So
yeah, I mean, like it's not the fact that they're not playable; it's the fact that the stuff that I own that my playstyle doesn't fit kind of with some of the, you know what I mean. So yeah. Like instead of like I would love to play a certain army style, but I really don't want to buy another $300 worth of models to like make it work. Right. but yeah, I've been I have like 9 Tyranid Warriors though that have been sitting on the shelf for a while.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll boost them up a little bit. But no, so far I'm just playing Space Wolves right now, and then I'll probably wait for the Death Watch to come out with their Psychic Awakening.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been playing that for a while, and that's pretty fun. And had to get a little boost because they're a really cool Space Marine chapter, but they lack all the new kind of like Space Marine stuff, like
the transhuman and all that other stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
What was your list you were playing for the Death Watch?
I ran 3 squads of veterans with missile launchers and some Terminators in there, a couple Terminators and one of the Vanguard vets to shoot and fall back still.
Right.
So those are kind of like my anti-tank. And then I'm running 2 or 3 Chaplain Dreads currently until they get nerfed. We'll see.
We'll see when those books come out.
Yeah, Death Watch don't really have a lot of anti-tank options. They have the new Executioner finally,
mm-hmm.
But they have a bunch of Melta and stuff like that, so you can kind of deep strike into Melta. But so that's kind of my anti-tank, and then I'm running 3 squads of veterans, all with storm shields and storm bolters.
Okay.
And that's all you have points for. So.
Very famous army.
Yeah, but the new rules for the ITC helped them out a little bit. Mm-hmm. They don't give up as many points as they did before.
Right.
Because you can do like gangbusters, or you can do Mark for Death on them pretty easily. And a bunch of other stuff on them pretty easily. I played my last game with them, I played a Centurion Star Raven Guard thing. I just got wrecked in turn 2. I was like, okay. I couldn't make a 3 up to save my life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just so many bullets.
It's hard to do. Anytime you can't do that, it doesn't matter what edition you're playing.
I'm like, well, I got a 3 up invul, I'm good. And then Oh, twos. Okay, cool. That's nice. And against, like, demons, anything with smite, we'll just, like, I'm sure the
The Grey Knights.
The Grey Knights will probably just wreck them, because they have no, they don't have very much smite spam kind of buff.
Or, you mean defense?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of, unless you take a bunch of psychers, and those are already going to be expensive.
And they got the basic Space Marine powers. They don't have anything kind of, like, cool. So, I don't think they even have the new Phobos guys. Like, they don't have a lot of the Phobos units.
No, the new Phobos guys, they technically are not available until GW says so. And I think last time they didn't get the they didn't get Primaris stuff until, it was a while.
Yeah, like I mean, I would love some Eliminators or something that ignores line of sight. I think the only thing I can get is like the Scorpius. Rolling Scorpius. So,
So you have Death Watch Space. Yeah, because I think they're not in this book. I think it's them. I think Harlequins, Necrons.
I think they're supposed to be with the Necrons and the Harlequins. That's what the rumor was.
I think that's all that's left at this point.
That's all that's left. Is like 50. Yeah, after the Engine War comes out.
No, after Spider, War of the Spider.
Oh, okay.
With Fabius Bio, because that's Demons.
Oh, great.
I have to double check, but it was in last week's reveal. But it's like Demons, Custodes, Sister of Silence. They got there before Death Watch. Assassins, that's the other one. Assassins.
Yeah.
Assassins get theirs before Death Watch.
Come on, guys. It's like four units.
Best for last. Best for last.
Best for last. There we go. And then there'll be ninth edition. And then I'll...
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing. I haven't heard anything official or unofficial yet, but I mean, the rumor is that ninth edition is coming. It's probably going to be delayed at this point. But
yeah. I think everything's kind of on hold right now.
Yeah. So with everything going on, other than getting your armies ready, how are you keeping busy?
I mean, my full-time job is decently busy. Yeah. And just trying to get all this new Squadmark product in is keeping me pretty busy. So, and then in between them, I play, you know, video games. So,
yeah,
I'm not doing terrible, all things considered, but it's going well.
That's good. So we talked about plans. Can you give the website real quick just so people can know?
It's just squadmarks.com. So it's SQUADMARKS. .com.
And everything's there that you need to look for.
Everything there. I have the Facebook and Instagram, just at Squadmarks for both of those.
Thankfully the website is very easy to navigate.
Good. Yeah, I just switched to a new website provider. I was using Squarespace.
Mm-hmm.
This new one does a little more product focus, so. I launched it during Adepticon week, and there were some like issues, like people were texting me in the morning, hey, your website's not working. I'm like, oh crap. So I was trying to call different companies and try to figure out what I did. Cause I know a little bit of IT stuff, but I'm not, you know, a genius or anything, but that standard. So, it took me a little bit, but hopefully everything's up and running. Everything's running as it should. People are finding it. So that's good. And then, so most updates I post on Instagram and then also Facebook. And that's kind of like my go-to for just kind of posting what I'm doing. And then I'll do anybody that subscribed to my website or, you know, got an email or something will get monthly, bi-monthly update as well. Kind of like how things are going. Yeah.
Do you have any advice for anybody that's like has an idea or is just starting out with whatever it is? Whether it's 40K, Legion, whatever game accessory or just gaming aid or just a game if they have
any
advice.
I mean, if there's a lot of great, you know, videos and stuff, kind of how if you want to do it, there's so much. It's so easy now to make your own product. I would just do it. Like, I mean, I've had experience, but if you need, I always give advice for people. Like if they just want to have their own product and need some advice, I'm happy to talk. I'm not going to steal your idea or anything. but yeah, I would, I mean, this game, especially Legion too, I'm starting into that and mm-hmm. there's a lot of token management.
Yes, there is.
It's ridiculous. I bought like a 25, slot thing from Harbor Freight, a little container. And I didn't realize it, but I filled them all up. I was wow. I guess I needed a bigger one. Okay. So, yeah, so there's always, cool stuff coming out. I love seeing different companies come out with new different things. I need to get hold of those new mats, the token mats, like where the objective markers are.
Oh, yeah.
I need to get some of those are cool.
Yeah,
keep your maps from signing.
That's a different, yeah, that's a whole, there's, I know of at least two or three different, I mean, we have some for our show.
Yeah.
The neoprene objectives. But there's about two or three companies that make that. But
yeah, I mean, it's such a small community too. So like you could talk to somebody, and just get some feedback like right away. Like you just go to a tournament, you know, and you could just talk to 10 different people and you can get instant customer feedback.
Yeah.
This community is really great. All the YouTubers and stuff are really nice, really easy to get a hold of. You know, and you just kind of, like I just kind of listened. Like I kind of knew it was a good product too. When I think it was a couple of years ago when I was at LVO with the late Jet Robinson, mm-hmm. and he messed up on his stuff for the AdMech Army. I was like, well, if he messes up, then everyone else must be messing up because he's a good. This has to be a good product. So yeah.
Okay. I think we'll call it there. Again, thanks Mason for coming on and talking with us. Really appreciate it. If you can just give your information one more time.
Yeah, thanks Adam for having me. Yeah. It's squadmarks.com and then Instagram and Facebook at squadmarks.
And then the new product you're going to be coming out with to look out for.
Yeah, it'd be the new 28. It's the 25. I call it 28, but it's the 25 to 28 millimeter squad mark. So it'll fit any base between 25 millimeters and 28 millimeters.
Do you have any?
And that should be arriving in a couple weeks.
Okay. Do you have anything else like sales or anything special? Or right now, just the product coming out.
Yeah, just the product. So all my squad mark products, all the squad marks itself, they're all tiered pricing. So if you buy five or more packs, you get 15% off. And then, if you buy 10 or more packs, it's 25% off.
Okay.
So that's all the time, anytime. So, you can buy 100 squad marks for like $50 and that's a decent amount of army.
Yeah. Sounds good. I remember I have a ton of them.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, they are like people on the budget. I know that people are trying to figure out their budgeting, but they do swap off really easily and swap onto new models and new armies and stuff like that. So if you're in a pinch, you can switch them out pretty easily.
Yeah. Again, everybody at squadmarks.com. Don't forget to have a look. Look for them on Facebook and Instagram. Just look for Squadmarks. You'd be able to find them. Again, Mason, thanks for coming on. And everybody else, thank you for listening. Everyone stay safe. Don't forget the contest to get John elected as the president of his reenactment club. That's still on until the end of April. And good night, everybody, and have a pleasant tomorrow.